I guess the other issue is HCC the new RCC? Because kind of from our sort of global point of view, we saw RCC explode with axitinib IO, and now we're seeing the same thing with HCC. I guess the other issue is, what's this going to mean for second and third line therapy, where all the agents we're using were looked at after sorafenib? So how are we, and also, what about anti-CTLA-4 and PD-1?
We can even add one other question. What about sorafenib?
Right.
There is no sorafenib second line study. You know, that may sound very funny.
I'm not sure. I see a lot of people saying lenvatinib second line. Is there any lenvatinib second line data?
Well, I think there's some very early studies, small studies. But you're right. You know, it's like an explosion. You know, the field, we don't really know what to do anymore. And we have different options. And it's very difficult to say what is the right treatment. And let me explain to you why this is difficult. It's not only the sequencing that we say, you know, we never use this post one drug or et cetera. It's also because patients live longer. So we don't actually know in what status these patients are. If they've been for more than a year, 2 years on a checkpoint combination treatment, and how fit they are. You know, the first second line treatment that was approved, the regorafenib, was in patients that actually tolerated sorafenib. You know, that's very difficult to translate now into a patient that was treated on an immune checkpoint inhibitor combination. I guess you said lenvatinib, we mainly know in the first line setting. It's now currently, as you know, also being tested in combination with checkpoint inhibitors. So that data will come out pretty soon. But, you know, what about ramucirumab? You know, now we already had a patient on a vascular targeting agent. What is the validity? How helpful is it to use these patients? And what is the role of AFP in this particular setting? We have no idea about that. So it's absolutely going to be very interesting, and there is many new things to do.
So again, from my general medical oncology vantage point, the other new little joke I have is HCC the new myeloma? Because when you talk about sequencing of agents in myeloma, it's also all over. There's so many new agents coming in. You know, everybody kind of does different things. And I wonder if that's about where we're starting for HCC.